Activists who want to prevent fracking in Ohio state parks are trying to rally more people to protect them. A new law requires agencies to consider proposals to drill for oil and gas under Ohio's public lands. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
Stand up, say hands off, leave our parks alone. Everybody say stand up.
Singer-songwriter and public health activist Jenny Morgan provided the entertainment for about 65 people at a pavilion near the beach at Salt Fork State Park in Guernsey County, Southeast Ohio.
Stand up, say hands off, your drilling isn't.
In January, Governor DeWine signed a bill requiring agencies to consider proposals to drill under state-owned property. The bill's sponsor said at the time that drillers were complaining that the state was too slow in responding to their requests. Since then, the Oil and Gas Land Commission created a process for drilling applications. 12 have been submitted so far, including 3 at Salt Fork. Longtime environmental activist Roxanne Groff stood at the early July rally in front of signs that said things like, Ohio, fracking the heart of it all, and save our parks.
State taxpayers' lands that we own, we pay for, and we use. So the destruction that happens from that, the landscape, you no longer have trees, you no longer have grass, you no longer have clean air, no longer have clean water.
We don't know which companies submitted applications so far. The state keeps those names confidential. Some are along highways and in wildlife areas. There are some at Wolf Run State Park. And at Salt Fork, more than 14,000 acres of the 17,000-acre park have been proposed for fracking, a process that includes drilling horizontal wells for miles underground. Roxanne Groff doesn't want this at Salt Fork.
Every inch of this park will have a lateral under it, sucking out the oil and gas.
When Governor DeWine signed the law, he said his policy that prohibits drillers from accessing the surface of the parks would continue. So the above-ground work at Salt Fork would happen just outside of the park boundaries, on land leased from private property owners. 16 well pads have been proposed around Salt Fork. Terry Sabo, who lives nearby, says she's concerned.
In total, they want to surround the Salt Fork with well pads. I do not see how 16 well pads around this park, fracking all that, it's going to survive.
The Land Commission will not regulate the well pads. That's done by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. But it will decide on the proposals to drill those lateral wells that collect gas from underneath the park. As fired up as the activists were, some still don't think there's much chance the 5-member commission, which includes 2 members from the oil and gas industry, will turn down the proposals. But Jim McGregor disagrees.
We're not a rubber stamp. We can turn down these applications.
McGregor, a former administrator at ODNR who used to lead an environmental group, was appointed to the commission to represent conservation organizations. He says the commission has heard from pro-fracking groups about their positive experiences and financial benefits, and anti-fracking groups that told the commission about the millions of gallons of water used in each fracked well and how that could impact water sources. Emergency responders also shared concerns that drillers are not required to disclose the fracking chemicals they use, which can present safety issues. McGregor says the commission will look into all of this and could deny a nomination if it finds serious concerns.
By the same token, if they do meet the safety criteria, then I think we are obligated to approve the application.
Back at the rally, attorney Austin Wareheim said he spent a lot of time at Salt Fork growing up, but had to move away for work. He lamented that people here may jump at the chance to make money from leasing their land for well pads or for jobs in the industry, but he doesn't see a long-term future.
Columbus gets a microchip factory. They get set up for the future. Southeastern Ohio, they get set up for the past.
The public comment period for the Salt Fork drilling proposals runs until July 20th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.